The Wollonga Farmers Market has been recognised as the nation's best for a second year. The Fleurieu Peninsula favourite has taken out the outstanding Farmers Market trophy at the virtual Delicious Harvey Norman Produce Awards overnight. General Manager Jenny Mitten joins me now. Hey, congratulations, Jenny. You must be so proud of the team.
Yes, thank you so much. It was great to get together last night. It's a bit of a surprise for many of our board members that were able to join us, obviously limited to a bunch of 10. They had no idea what they were coming along to. And it was really great to be able to celebrate with them and looking forward to celebrating with the broader market community on Saturday.
Yeah, so what does this outstanding Farmers Market trophy 2 years in a row mean to you?
Well, it's not actually 2 years in a row. We didn't win last year, but we did win in 2019.
Oh,
so
right.
We've had a couple of wins, which is fantastic. And look, we're up against some, really fantastic, competition. We love to, work together as a team with the farmers markets around Australia. And certainly during, the times that we've been living in with COVID, we have been, having regular chats and checking in on each other and seeing how things are going, how we're managing things. So to be awarded the most outstanding in such a great field is a real honour for our market. We're a small team. We operate in the beautiful little town of Wollonga, have a really passionate community of stallholders and shoppers that come not only from the local community but from right around Adelaide and the Fleurieu. So it's really fantastic and I think a feather in the cap for all of us, not just the market.
Yeah, it is such a rich region, isn't it? It must be wonderful to have produce from around the Fleurieu.
It is, absolutely, and that's something that sets us apart. Also is that we source all of our farmers and producers from the Fleurieu, so they need to be trading or operating their business in the four council areas that make up the Fleurieu. So the food miles, just that strength of community and being able to purchase food that is grown so locally, you can taste the difference. And we also have some guest stalls, so fruit from the Riverland, for example, because it's not grown in commercial quantity here. So, and some of those stallholders have been with us and many that trade with us each week have been with the market since we started, so 20 years ago, when the market commenced. We've still got stallholders that are with us and really part of the market family.
Is there a particular ethos or goal of the market?
Absolutely. It's really to continue supporting a vibrant environment for small businesses to grow, to encourage new producers through innovation with products. So we have a young couple that recently joined us sort of middle of last year that are growing exotic mushrooms here in the city of Onkaparinga, working with all of our stallholders with mentoring and advice. And so it's a really an opportunity for us to build a really great food culture in our community.
With me at the moment is General Manager of the Wollonga Farmers Market, Jenny Mitten. The market took out an award last night with the Delicious Harvey Norman Produce Awards. Tell us about your scholarship opportunity that you offer.
Yes, so we, in partnership with the Hills and Fleurieu Landscape Board, offer an annual farming scholarship for a primary producer on the Fleurieu Peninsula to basically some start-up funds. So there's a cash component and probably more importantly, some mentoring. So partnering them up with, farming mentors that might help them in different areas, or it could be in marketing and starting up their business. And they're given an opportunity to trade. They're given a licence to trade at the market. And it's a really great way to encourage farming, food opportunities for people to get a bit of a kick start and come along and give us obviously opportunity in the future to have that succession planning with farming really locally.
Oh, fabulous. Should people just reach out to you via the website if they're interested in that?
Absolutely. Our 2020 recipient of the scholarship, Brayburn Farm, will commence trading with us in spring this year, which we're really excited to be welcoming Marnie and Dirk to the market community. And around that time, so later this year, we'll open up the applications for 2021-22.
Oh, great. I will watch this space and keep me posted so I can let our listeners know.
Absolutely.
Mm. And you're at the school now, is that right?
That's correct. We made a decision, the board made a decision a couple of weeks ago. We were actually about to trial returning our market to a single site. I guess things, restrictions had eased to a level here in South Australia where we were all feeling a little bit more comfortable. We were going into the quieter winter period, so some of our seasonal stalls, you know, take a break at that time, and we thought we could manage to pop everyone back in a single site. And needless to say, the carpet was ripped out from underneath, you know, from all of us. You know, many, many businesses have been impacted, and we realised that, that was certainly going to be a way off. And we don't always have access to the local recreation park. It's the, you know, it's the home of community sport, other markets and things like that. So for a sense of stability for our stallholders and our shopping community, the decision was made to relocate to the local high school, which is just 800 metres down the road from Town Square. It's a really lovely space, lots of green spaces, where we can get back to, I guess, some sort of a sense of normality with, you know, popping out chairs and tables for people to sit around and enjoy, you know, food and coffee during their market shopping, and for all of the stalls to be back together. So that's been a big move, and something that we've, you know, I guess a lot of thought went into, you know, the impacts that that would have, but certainly been very well received. And we're planning to be there for probably up to 12 months at this stage.
Oh, well, congrats again, and thanks so much for joining me today, Jenny Mitten.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jenny, for the opportunity to have a chat and share some of our story with your listeners. We'd certainly love them to come down and visit us in Wollonga. We're open every Saturday from 8 o'clock through until noon, and, yeah, in the new location at Wollonga High School. So we'd love to see you there.